There was another twist in Pennsylvania's Porngate scandal today. State Attorney General Kathleen Kane released another round of pornographic emails, messages that were sent to the private email account of a state Supreme Court justice. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports that today is also Kane's first day with a suspended law license.
The emails range from off-color jokes to photos of naked women to a video of a young woman ripping open her blouse at her family's dinner table. They were sent to Supreme Court Justice Michael Aiken's private email account, but he did not send or forward them. Kane calls the emails offensive and says she released them to prove the state's Judicial Conduct Board acted wrongly last year when it dismissed complaints about the emails. At the time, the board said Aiken could have told those sending the messages to knock it off, but his conduct did not merit punishment. Chuck Ardo is Kane's spokesman.
She finds them much more troubling. I think she looks at him from a female perspective, which does not seem to have happened in the prior reviews.
Aiken's lawyer did not respond to her request for comment. The latest email dump comes as Kane's law license is officially suspended because of the criminal charges against her. Asked about the timing, Ardo says the two events are unrelated. Kane says even without her law license, her office will continue to function. Duquesne law professor Bruce Ledowitz disagrees. He says the state attorney general is different from a lawyer who represents the governor, for example.
That lawyer represents the governor, but when a deputy attorney general goes into court, that deputy attorney general represents us and is standing in for the attorney general who represents us. So when she lost her license to practice law, we lost all our attorneys in court.
Katie Culinary, WHYY News.